The Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast is proud to be sponsored by Dr. Spork's 3D Terrain. From retro greenskin outposts to elven fortresses and obelisks, this is hands down the best nostalgic scenery you'll find out there, and all at stupidly reasonable prices. Check it out for yourself by heading over to bedroombattlefields.com/spork, that's S-P-O-R-K, and turn your tabletop into a scene from White Dwarf circa 1994. Andy Chambers not included. Brought to you by bedroombattlefields.com, this is the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Tabletop Miniature Hobby Podcast. It's Matthew with you here, and we've just entered a new month. It's April 2026, time of recording, which means hobby, accountability and progress. We've got another batch of great clips from the community updating us on what they've been playing, painting and planning for. So let's get right into it, and then I'll catch up with you at the end.
Hello, Matthew. This is Carl Paulson of Chicago Skirmish War Games. What have I been up to this week? I have been running about madly, assembling, cutting, reassembling, painting, priming terrain for Adepticon. This year, we're running a game that looks like a Necromunda layout, but is actually a Grimdark Future game. So that necessitated the building of more towers and more levels and more bridges. And of course, as seems to be my tradition, I waited until the week before Adepticon to really try and get this finished. So I don't know why I do this to myself every year, but I do, and that's what I'm doing right now. So I assume that by the time audience hears this, Adepticon will be over. Hopefully the terrain will be finished. It will have been transported to Milwaukee, played upon, and returned. And if all that somehow fails, I'll report back on next month's podcast. Thank you so much to all you out there. If you have a great weekend, if you are going to Adepticon, we'll see you there. Take care.
This is Jason Rush in Covington, Louisiana. My gang just finished a traditional Necromunda campaign, and I played that with unpainted Deloc miniatures, but we are circling back in 6 months to bring our gangs into the Ash Waste, so I'm painting those now so they're ready for the new campaign, playing some Fallout, playing some Trench Crusade, and I'm very excited to say I have received my Warden Titan from Battle Bling, and it's beautiful. Thank you, the fellows at Battle Bling and the fellows at Maximal Fire, for continuing to provide content for Adeptus Titanicus and Legions Imperialis, but mostly Adeptus Titanicus. That is one of the best games I've ever played, continues to be one of the best games I've ever played, and to see the community continue to support it and evolve it is very exciting and heartwarming.
Hello, Matthew and podcast listeners. This is Johan T.E.G. Jeeves on the Discord calling in from Taiwan for this month's hobby update. Well, I got a few projects done this month. I don't feel like I was extremely productive, but I got a few, worked on a couple of different projects. At the end of last month, just right after I sent my last hobby update, I managed to paint up a couple of mounted archers for my Oathmark Elven army. So they're done. Add them to my little army of elves for Oathmark, which I hope to play again in the near future. The biggest project I had going this month was working on some retro Ultramarines, some 90s Ultramarines. I love those old Space Marine sculpts, so I had printed out quite a number of them, about 20 or so, and I've been slowly but surely working on painting them in a nice bright blue with yellow, bright yellow trim and some red weapons, looking very nice at the moment. I'm very happy with how they're turning out. And accompanying them, I got a little rhino that I have printed on and did a couple of freehand ultramarine symbols just to round off the rhino. I'm pretty happy with how it turned out as well. For gaming, didn't really play a whole lot other than returning to an old favorite of mine, an old solo favorite of mine, Forbidden Psalm, which is this really interesting solo, and it can be played cooperatively. It can also be played semi-cooperatively. If you want to play with a friend, against a friend, then you can do that. And you typically have a small party of about 4 to 5 characters that you play in this little scenario-based solo skirmish game. Really interesting. The scenarios are really cool, and they have a little bit of RPG flavor to them. If you're interested in sort of solo narrative skirmish games, this is quite a good one. The first one is called The Mad Wizard's Tea, and you are collecting fungi that grows on corpses to bring back to this mad wizard that hides in a tower. And that should sort of give you the idea of the tone of it. It's sort of a little humorous, a little silly, but quite a fun little system working with D20s. It's a D20 system, and all the characters have a couple of stats. More similar to something like an RPG, like D&D, but you're playing it as a skirmish game. Very interesting. Quite enjoy playing this from time to time. I've received something very exciting, which is some roads and some cobblestone roads that are double-sided, and on the flip side they have rivers. So roads and rivers, these are from Battle Systems, and I because something I've really been lacking in my games and my terrain are nice roads and nice rivers. So this doubles as both. Sadly, you can't have both at the same time. You have to either choose to have some roads or some rivers. Either way, I'm happy to add these to my terrain box or to my terrain pile. And so next time I want to add these to my games, I'm definitely going to. Very excited about that. So, and last but not least, I decided to rebase all my old GW dwarves, my Warhammer Fantasy. You know, these are, I guess, from anywhere from, what, at 4th, 5th edition to a little bit later. Dwarves, I rebased them on 25 mils, and so they are ready. And lastly, very exciting, I received Dragon Rampant 2nd edition, and I've been enjoying reading the book and coming up with interesting lists. That looks like a very fun system. Very much inspired by many of the people from the Discord. That's it for me. Hope to hear everybody else's update soon. Bye-bye.
Johnny here from Johnny Watson Gaming. So it's been a hectic couple of weeks for me. We've pretty much come to the end of the Call of the Crown challenge. So I'm just finalizing my last units to get that ready to submit for literally in the next day. So yes, doing that, and I'm also getting things ready for this Battle of Wyman Hill, which is on the 18th of April. So we've got quite a bit of terrain I've got to get painted, and even some additional models for an orc army, which I'm lending over to a friend to play. So yes, all go my ends. Keep up the great work, Matt. Always listening, mate. And keep it coming.
Hi, it's Dave Crow calling in with update for the month of March. It's not been very busy month gaming-wise. Started off the month playing a game of Minecarts and Mole Trolls down at the club. Painted up a few more of our Dwarf Thunderers in preparation for that. And I've been finishing off the last of those through the month. So we've finally finished the odd spare dwarfs that I had put together for that. It's put a reasonable wee force together. I'm not really sure what to do with them. I've kind of gone off the idea of updating my fantasy battle rules to kind of go proper old world. And some of that's just the way Games Workshop have put the army books and rules together in like large separate hardback editions that you just sort of count the cost for updating a game that you can play yourself with the old edition. So I still don't know what I want to do with that. I'll just stick to being an old fantasy battle grognard and just play the old edition that I know. I guess we still can. The only other game that I've been playing this month has been a wee tester game of Space Weirdos, which was good and was fun getting the doggy henchmen and the weird like fire ghosts out for that game. It's very liberating to have absolutely no limits really on, you know, what you can put on the table, just any miniatures go, and that's great, that's fun. It's got me sort of digging through old projects that and old miniatures that I like that I've never really had a kind of a game to play for, if you like. So I pulled some of the old Bolter Hugger second edition Space Marines out and stripped them down. I am going to put together a wee force of Lamenters for like a Space Weirdos Space Marines crew. I'm going to do the same with a lot of cool Eldar minis that I have. A couple of which came from Ed actually as well. So thanks Ed for putting me on the Space Weirdos and for providing a couple of nice Eldar miniatures to weirdify on the table. A couple of old Tau as well that I've had kicking around as well that are going to make an appearance finally. That was a project that I stripped them all down and, you know, had them ready to go, or some of them, and then just lost interest in 40k altogether. So yeah, they might make a little force. And yeah, it's got me thinking a lot about Necromunda. I've been thinking a lot about that anyway. I'm going to be having a chat coming up about Necromunda, but it's good to play another very similar, you know, sci-fi tabletop skirmish scale game, just to be able to compare and contrast what's possible with that. And it got me thinking, you know, what do I like about Necromunda? What do I like about Space Weirdos? You know, what value does the setting add, or the, you know, the restrictions that don't necessarily exist in Space Weirdos, you know? So yeah, there's a lot to be said for all of that. And then getting a wee squad of Lamenters put together is just giving me like a real like second edition Space Marine nostalgia trip. And I don't know, like, I don't even like 2nd edition 40k. I hated playing 40k games when it was 2nd edition. It was slow and laborious and never really a great game to play. But still, it's like gun in my bones. Or maybe it's just the undue influence of Ed again. Just making me think of my 2nd edition 40k. I don't know. But I'm gonna maybe try and avoid stripping down even more Space Marines and just turn, well, we'll see. I do like painting Lamenters, they're fun. So and I do have a lot of second edition Space Marines that, you know, if I could put a codex on the table, then who knows, that'll be for another month. Anyway, everyone, looking forward to hearing what you've got, and thanks for the pod. Cheers.
Hello, this is Aaron here, calling in from Wisconsin. I go by Mr. Daka on the Discord, and this is March's hobby update. So in March, I purchased, I guess it would be March or late February maybe, I purchased a Centauri carbon filament printer, and I have been running it basically nonstop since I purchased it. I've printed some Imperial Guard tanks, orc trucks, and battle wagons. Those battle wagons came from that Gear Guts mech shop, his STLs. Ruin Building Train, Dr. Spork's Retro Fantasy Watchtower, which printed very easily and turned out great. So I just got that primed and I'm looking forward to painting that. And then, in the past, like I tried a resin printing maybe 2 or 3 years ago, but it was really gross and I didn't like having it in the house. We were printing it with it in the bathroom and just using like the fan for the bathroom fan. Exhaust fan didn't seem like it was enough. Those chemical, you know, components are kind of sketchy. So I stopped, got rid of that printer and haven't really printed anything since. And then I saw that FDM was getting a lot better and gave this a try because, you know, it is a pretty significant time. It felt like a significant time and money investment, but it's been awesome and well worth the cost. FDM printing seems much less gross and like you're not making hazardous chemicals. Just running a couple of air filters in the room that it's in. That's away from where I am, and it's not in the house either, so that's great. The results are pretty cheap and impressive, and it's more or less now it's as easy as just hitting print. I've only had maybe one or two print failures. So, and if there is a print failure, you just go print another part. So it's really cool. It's made my hobby table much more impressive in a very short time. And so for future hobby projects, what I'm working on is building a Hobgoblin army in 25 millimeter. Picked up the book a while ago, but now with this filament printer, printing like base, you know, or movement trays seems a lot more doable. So I've got a stack of 25 millimeter square bases, and I'm probably going to be mostly using GW Night Goblins for the core of the army. And then I went on Ralpartha Legacy, and I got the Goblin Raider Mage and the Goblin Raider Warlord, which are two really just fun sculpts. And those were done by Juan Montano. I think those are pretty recent sculpts. And yeah, just looking forward to paint those up. And I got the heroes started, and I'm curious to see how Hobgoblin plays. It sounds like it's a lot of fun from the battle reports that we're seeing on the podcast. And then this Saturday, I'm heading to Adepticon with two friends. We're going to drive down all together. We usually walk through everything there and then go kind of out for dinner and a couple of beers. And that's been a lot of fun in the past. So we've only done it last year, but trying to do it again this year. It's kind of cool because it's free if you don't play in any of the events. Last year I did events, this year I'm not. And Milwaukee is less than 2 hour drive from where I live. So that's really, it's super convenient. If you don't go to that, I feel like you can consider yourself a wargamer. But mostly I just want to go and look at the golden demon entries, see what Trench Crusade looks like this year, just kind of see how many people are there. Last year I kind of caught the tail end of it as they were winding down, and I want to see more how the game plays. And then I also like seeing the scenarios that they put on for Blood and Plunder. They get some really creative historical kind of I think they're based off real historical events, but obviously they, you know, just played out in miniatures, and that's fun to see too. So yeah, once my watchtower is painted, I'll get a picture of that posted to the Discord, and my orc battle wagon as well. And then I'll also get you guys some of what I thought the highlights of the Golden Demon entry are. So I really enjoy hearing your updates from around the world, and thanks for being such a great community.
Hi, Matthew and listeners. Mark Wolfenshrew on Discord here with my March hobby update. It's been a productive month for me, making good headway on painting the expansions for Mantic's original Dungeon Saga game. It's mainly been orcs on the desk this month, including some gnarly orc ogres, which have been lots of fun to paint. Having been initially skeptical, I'm now fully bought into the contrast paint revolution, if that's a thing, and it's made a huge impact on my pile of possibility. Having listened to some interesting podcasts about building good habits, I was keen to apply this to my hobbying, painting specifically. One main piece of advice was to remove obstacles from things you wish to do more of. With this in mind, my big hobby purchase this month has been a full set of AK Interactive's quick marker pen brushes. This is making it so much easier to spend 5 minutes here and there to get some painting done without any cleanup. It means I can sit in the living room and paint whilst my wife reads or watches TV rather than locking myself away in my hobby room. They've unlocked many more opportunities to paint, and I would highly recommend looking into this range for anyone else who's time poor. Jacob, my 10-year-old, has fully caught the hobbying bug to the point of getting up early before school to paint. Kill Team is his game of choice, and he's nearly painted 3 teams. I may have created a monster. Helping him to put GW kits together has made me nostalgic for a simpler age where monopose was king, however. Honestly, these modern kits are so fiddly. Gaming itself has been quieter this month, but I enjoyed a couple of games of The Battle of Hoth Memoir 44 reskin last night. It's wargame adjacent enough to scratch an itch. I am making plans for a big summer game of Kings of War 3rd edition with a friend of mine, together with our sons. This will likely be a full day thing, and I'm chipping away at painting up dwarf and undead armies for this. In other news, a wargame group has started up locally, and I'm summoning the courage to go along to their next meet. Gaslands is apparently popular with this group, and I'm keen to learn how to play this game, having painted up some old Matchbox cars a while ago for this purpose. Thanks once again for the excellent podcast. It's a rich source of inspiration for me, and I always enjoy hearing about what other listeners have got on their desks and tables.
The Minigamer is a free weekly email newsletter where I curate 5 cool things that caught my eye in the hobby this past week. Subscribe today and have the next edition sent straight to your inbox by going to bedroombattlefields.com/email. That's bedroombattlefields.com/email. And now, back to the show.
Hi Matthew, it's Mark here with my March hobby update for 2026. So, what has March been like? I've got loads of painting done. Well, actually, I say loads of painting. Well, one of the things that I painted, which people might have seen, is 2 giants. And they took a long time, or they took longer than a single miniature, put it that way, because they're considerably bigger. But I really enjoyed doing those. So, 2 giants and a druid for the last unit of my Dogs of War submission for Call of the Crown. And the penultimate Dogs of War unit that I've got to paint. So next on the painting table is a final one, but that won't be part of the Call of the Crown entry. But I really enjoyed doing the Call of the Crown. So a big shout out to David for running that over on the Crown of Command community. It's been great, and seeing what people have been up to. And obviously there's a lot of guys in our Bedroom Battlefields community who are enjoying that and that crossover. And speaking of crossovers, there's also Johnny Watson, whose YouTube channel lots of people will know and heard him on your podcast. He's running a game on the 18th of April in Nottingham, where everyone's bringing their Call of the Crown armies along, and we're going to have a big narrative game. So that's awesome too. So it feels like all of those circles of the Venn diagram are very nicely overlapping at the moment, which is always good news. Speaking of other good news, we've got Boyle in the bag. So that is great. So it looks like it's going ahead that second weekend of August, or the first weekend of August, depending on which way you look at it, but the 7th, 8th and 9th. Hopefully that's when it happens. I know that Garth said that it could get pushed back to October if Boundary Move doesn't go through, but he's crossing fingers and toes that it does. I'm really looking forward to it. I know there's going to be lots going on that I want to see, lots of people I want to meet up with. And as always, it's going to be a great celebration of the hobby, and specifically of the kind of hobbying we like to do, the narrative, fun with friends, looking at great models, chatting about things, and just really relaxing and making the most of this brilliant hobby. So I'm really looking forward to that as well. So I feel very blessed that all these things are happening, you know, an hour and a half from my house. So it is lucky. And I feel like there's guys who are on the other side of the planet who can't get over to it. And I know that with the arrangements for Boyle only just being announced, some people can't because they haven't had enough time. But here's crossing our fingers for 2027, where things are more locked down and we know what's going on, because it'd be great to see some more of you guys again when that comes up. I think that's kind of mainly it for me. My next, moving into April, I've got some, so Idle Doodler, Alex gave me for my Secret Santa some great selection of models. And the last 3 that I've got that need painting, or almost the last 3, I've got a couple more, are some samurai. And I bought a plastic box of Japanese Ashigaru warriors that I'm going to make up as a mixture of pikemen and archers, and put that all together to create a kind of really cool combined arms pike block with these samurai leading it. So I'm looking forward to doing that. That will be my final Dogs of War unit, I think. I say final. I'm sure it is. I've said this many times. But yeah, I'm just enjoying finishing off painting all the stuff I've got. I've still got loads of terrain to paint. I've got loads of things to do and crack on with. Every year I say, oh, this will be my final year painting and everything will be done. Of course, that's never true. But I'm really just enjoying getting out there, meeting people, getting opportunities to play the games, and just making the most of the hobby. Really looking forward to seeing what everyone else is up to. There's some great stuff been going on lately, and really enjoying your interviews that you've had recently. Some really interesting guests. The ones that Jason's been doing have been great to listen to as well, with the narrative gaming focus. And speaking of Jason, I know he's got some big plans afoot for how his big game at Boyle will not just be a big game at Boyle for the people who are there, but it's a big game that everyone in the whole community can get involved with. So keep your ears pricked up for that, because that's going to be a really great way of getting involved in a nice, easy, take as much as you want or get involved as much as you like kind of a way that we can, another reason to bring the whole community together and celebrate. So that's brilliant. Okay, I'll see you all later.
Hello, Bedroom Battlefields crew. This is James. This month has been less productive than I'd like. Lots of interesting acquisitions from some of the early 2000s metal and plastic hybrid Thousand Suns. Then an interesting mix of the old metal Goliath Necromunda models and some of the ones that were released in, I think, 2002. And the interesting project that I've been working on at the moment is some Space Marine Scouts, the lovely old metal ones. My local shop has a bin where bits and bobs are thrown in there. And I found two scouts who were missing their knives, and thoroughly encrusted in super glue. I popped them in the freezer, knocked off the super glue, which took a lot longer than I was expecting. And I'm currently painting one of them as an ultramarine and the other one as a salamander. I have some others that I've acquired in the meantime, and one of those is being painted as a blood angel. And I swear, I was thinking this before Games Workshop beat me to the punch. I'm thinking about setting some games on Armageddon. And so I have Shadow War Armageddon, which is just 1995 Necromunda with a different skin. And that's what I'm going to be playing with my sons. I'm going to play Space Marine Scouts, and yeah, it looks fun. I'm looking forward to it. I also have some scouts that I'm painting up as Legion of the Damned, because, you know, when you need reinforcements, it'd be great to have those guys turn up. I did actually find, when I was looking for Thousand Suns, someone had mislabeled some Space Marines as Thousand Suns. But they were actually four of the original Legion of the Damned, including Brother Bonar and Skeletor as well, I believe. But yes, I'm stripping the paint off them, and I will be painting those up as well. I have struggled with motivation this month. Lots of 3D printing, many interesting projects, lots of terrain, but struggled to get the time that I needed to actually paint. But I hope that this next month will be better. Looking forward to hearing what all of you have been working on.
Hello, Matthew. It's Ed here from Sussex in the Bedroom Battlefield Discord group. My hobby update for March is mostly painting 3D printed ruins, specifically Dr. Spork's second edition 40K box set ruins that he created. It's taking me a little while, but they are looking pretty decent. I'm pretty happy with how they're turning out. So that's where my main focus is, just sort of in terms of actual painting. In terms of playing, I played quite a few bits and pieces this month. So I've been playing a bit of Blood Bowl, got in some Space Hulk actually last night, which was great fun. Space Marines were very eaten by the Genie Stealers, which, you know, as is tradition, should be difficult to win that one. I'm playing a few games of 2nd Edition 40K. Still in preparation. I'm running a big battle day at the end of April, where we will have the Orcs assaulting the Imperium on Armageddon. So it's going to be a big 18 by 4 foot table. So not quite Jason's size, but still pretty big. It's particularly for a game that is usually played at much lower points value. So we're looking at about 6,000 plus points, rather than we normally play it between 750 to 1,500 points. So should be really good fun. Looks like we've got sort of 11 or 12 of us who are going to be playing. So yeah, a lot of the hobby time has been doing prep for that as well, which is obviously why I've been painting some ruins. Anyway, that's my hobby update. I'm looking forward to hearing what everyone else has been getting up to. And thanks for the podcast.
Greetings, Matthew and the hobby community. Mark Snacklewolf from California dropping an update. 2026 has been a hard year so far, and while painting tends to improve my mood and ease my mind. I haven't been able to find a lot of time for it with life tasks and work demands taking their toll. It's been a vicious cycle indeed, but what I accomplished felt good. I'm finishing up the bases for my entire Orc Marauder Dead Zone squad, and we are attempting a game on a weekday evening soon. I much prefer to play on the weekends, but we're shooting for it. So after a wash and a little dry brushing under their feet, I will post those Dead Zone models in the Discord. I'm also happy to report my copy of the Hobgoblin rulebook arrived. My friend and I are breaking out our 10mm collections, which I started sifting through one night. I'm happy to report I have my 3D printed Dark Elves, Wood Elves from the stunning Forest Dragon range, some official GW Undead from the Warmaster line, and the lovely Wargames Atlantic Orcs that were recently released. Hobgoblin lists are highly flexible in army creation, with your force being focused on unit types and their keyword abilities and disadvantages that you actually assign. So I'm so stoked to take advantage of this creativity to make a hodgepodge gathering of wicked creatures, from Dark Elf Spider Riders to evil Treekin Monstrous Infantry, several lumbering bone giants, and all the way down to hordes of skeletons, fast-moving zombies, and of course, a slew of greenskins. A true mass of all sorts of menacing, fun-to-paint, evil creatures. I'm really excited for it and looking forward to it when time permits, and I also look forward to sharing progress with all of you on the Discord. Please take care of yourselves and one another, and happy gaming.
Hello, everyone. Callum, a.k.a. Dr. Spork here. And as usual, I have had a mixed month. 3D designs have been taking a bit longer, partly through being a bit too ambitious, but mostly due to family life keeping me busy. I did manage to release some simple modular hills in a classic 90s shape that you can download for free, and with a bit of luck, the large fantasy piece I mentioned last month will be out before this episode goes out. I have a few things I want to work on next, one of which is a little project with our very own Jason Stockwell, who I would just like to take the chance to quickly congratulate for the great interviews he's been doing recently. Please keep them coming. On the desk at the moment is my fleet for Battlefleet Gothic. Got some orcs. I've been having a great time scratch building some rocks on a Space Hulk with a bunch of bits that were very kindly sent to me. But yesterday, some reinforcements for my undead hobgoblin / Warhammer army arrived, so I think I'll switch over to them briefly so that they're ready to take on Matthew in our next game. On the gaming front, those of you who frequent the Discord will have seen photos of the withered column of Gert von Ball clashing with Dick Longfellow in a game of Hobgoblin last month. And I also got a full-fat game of 2nd edition 40k in with my mate Ewan, during which the established order was flipped on its head and the normally fearsome Eldar fell to my Gene Stealer cult's horde. I really hope we get another game in soon, as I am an absolute blast. And finally, I doubt I will be the only person to be mentioning Bring Out Your Lead. Challenges have been made, tables have been booked, which means miniatures have to be painted. We'll see how that goes. As always, huge thanks to Matthew for the work he does on the podcast, and I'm looking forward to our next game of Hobgoblin. Can't wait to listen to everyone's submissions, and I'll catch you all next month.
Hello, Ewan here, aka Beard of Turtles from the Discord. You've been a long time listener, but this is a first time post for me, so I thought I'd just let you know what I've been up to this month. I'm pretty excited about the dates for Bring It Your Lead being a little further along, so with that in mind, I've been working on some projects for that, mainly Battlefleet Gothic, Chaos Zine Charm Fleet, looking to play against my friend's Imperial Navy in August, so that'd be good. So I've been working on some models for that, and also some custom blast markers, which has been quite a lot of fun. The other game we'll potentially play is a Warhammer 40k 2nd edition, and it'll be my Eldar versus my friend's Ultramarines. So I've been enjoying working with the old Eldar, which is an army I've had since I was young, since the 90s, So it's been very exciting to get those models out and get them painted. So I've been thoroughly enjoying that. So looking forward to seeing them in August as well, hopefully we can finish them. In terms of other projects, just smaller things, working on some Slaanesh demons for an Old World army. There's a local club near to me that are getting very into Old World, and although I'm much more of a 5th edition sort of fan, I'd certainly been enjoying playing with like-minded folks, and I thought Slaanesh should be a good sort of speed painted kind of army to go with, so I've been doing that, so I've been enjoying that. In terms of games though, I've been fortunate enough to be playing some Warhammer 5th edition fantasy with Chris and Dr. Spork. Sort of been enjoying that. We've been doing a wee campaign with some factions, and I've been enjoying fielding my Chaos Warriors, which I've painted over the last year. So it's been great seeing them on the table, and obviously the other guys' armies, and obviously Dr. Sports Terrain. Okay, can't be missed. So that's been great. I've also been playing some second edition 40k recently as well, with one of my friends from the local club, who's normally into the newer editions, but managed to convince him to play some second edition with me, and that's been fun. Again, excuse to field some of my Elder, and he's been able to field some old second edition orcs that he had as well, so that's been great. Also played a game recently with Dr. Spork with his Gene Stealer cults, and that was a lot of fun, and it was great again just to be playing War second edition again, and guess just getting the head around all those rules again. So that's been great, and obviously any excuse to play with Dr. Spork's terrain in the flesh was an absolute pleasure, so that was great. So looking forward to more games in the future, but also looking forward to posting more with yourselves, and looking forward to hearing what everyone else has been up to. Thank you.
Massive thanks to everyone who took the time to submit a clip there, and of course you could do so throughout the month of April as well. You could head on over to bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail and record something in there for our next question of the month episode. As for my own hobby progress, well, I recently had a game of Hobgoblin with Callum, aka Dr. Spork, where we fully used the magic system and fortune deck for the first time. And as much as I loved Hobgoblin already, this just took it to a whole new level and led to some really interesting tactical options and wild cinematic moments as well. So props to the good doctor for getting an entire undead army painted up in about 15 minutes beforehand. And I'm going to have to find some answers to his undead dragon and crystal blade spell for the next time. And where'd I turn for all my answers? Usually Raoul Partha, to be honest. So we've never had a chariot unit type on the table before, and I intend to remedy that. So I kitbashed a little dwarf on the back of a boar-driven wagon, and I'm now delighted to name it the One King Chariot. You need to say it fast and in a Scottish accent, the One King Chariot. This wee chap represents a usurped dwarven ruler who's become a mercenary to raise the funds he needs to take back his throne. So this means I could field him in my human, green skin or chaos armies. He really doesn't care who he's fighting for, just as long as they're good to pay up at the end of it. So there you are, the One King Chariot. Elsewhere, I built and primed my Crooked Dice Thunder Tank to transport Lionel and the gang around Third Earth, or at least around a 4x4 neoprene mat. The last tank I painted was a Space Wolves Rhino in the 90s, and I only had the skills of a 12-year-old back then, but now that I've got the skills of a 13-year-old, we'll see what the difference is. And speaking of Space Marines, I'm currently working on some Chaos Chaps from Nightmare and Die Hard to make up a little warband. And then on the Discord community, which you could join at bedroombattlefields.com/Discord, I saw Ted and Dave both painting up some of the classic Monopose Marines from the second edition box set. And I mentioned that I wouldn't mind painting up a couple of them myself, but I'd stupidly sold all of mine a few years ago. On hindsight, I think these are just the ultimate blank canvas miniatures, and the thought of slapping some bright primary colours over a skull white undercoat was almost enough to get me typing EBAY into my browser. But then up steps JCB and offers to send me a few, which I was only too happy to take him up on. Well, on Saturday morning we're sitting having breakfast and the postie arrives with this big box, which turns out to be a complete 40k second edition box set containing 20 Space Marines, 20 Orcs and about 700 Gretchen. So honestly couldn't believe it. My mum threw out my own copy at some point during my exile. So it's been incredible to rummage through the contents of this iconic box again. And I've been reading my way through the books too. So I couldn't believe it. And thank you so much to JCB. That was an incredibly kind gesture. And I'm eternally grateful for that. Other than that, though, that is it from me. That's really where I'm at with the hobby at the moment. So thanks again to everyone who sent in a clip. And like I was saying, get your clips in for April as well by going to bedroombattlefields.com/voicemail. All right, that is all you're getting. Thanks, as always, for listening. And we'll chat again on the next one.